Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison. Well, that was a less than stellar opening to the show. Sorry, I had computer problems right before coming up on the air. Welcome. It's me. It's the show. It's here. Common Sense, the Educated Redneck. Dan Ellison. That is me. Broadcasting live from my secret mobile studio. Sorry, folks. I'm sorry. This is one hell of a way to start the day. We're in Shasta, California. In the studio waiting for the heat to arrive, where it's supposed to be 100 and something today. And so we are trying to stay sheltered, stay cool, get ready for the tour. Jokers and Jesters tour starts this week in California. And then we're going to get out of California, get out of this heat. Because, man, it's got a bunch of heat. Sorry about my voice. I've been breathing smoke for about over a week now. Actually, probably a month. I've been out here in the Pacific Northwest, and it is smoky. Not smoking, but smoky. So it's been a wild and crazy week. We've had our president basically declare war on anybody who's against him, because his is the only way. His is the one way. His is the right way. So there's no room for dissent in America, because if you are against the regime, you are terrible and evil and mean, and you should know that, because the regime is good. The regime cares about you. Well, it cares about you as long as you agree with the regime. Always agree with the regime. Because they are the one and only keepers of knowledge, even though they admitted all of their science was incorrect and that everybody who was speaking out against the regime was correct. But never mind that. We've got it straightened out now, and you don't have to worry about it. We're better people now. We've learned. Sorry about the mistake. Sorry about shutting down your business. Sorry about sending you home. Sorry about the social justice. Well, actually, they didn't even say sorry. They just said, oops, and then don't worry about it. We were wrong. Shut up. Don't, you know, you must be quiet, because the regime is in charge. When did we become a communist regime? I think it's when all you dolts who don't want to do anything want everything handed to you. Well, we're going to pay for it. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is we're going to pay for it. It's going to be a really bad thing. And there you go. What can you say? You know, it comes out in a red screen with the Marines standing at whatever kind of stance that was behind them. I've never seen it before. I don't know if that's some kind of new parade position that they've taught people to. I don't know. But I've never seen people stand like that behind the president. Boy, for a guy who sure wants to unify, he sure is dividing, ain't he? Just out there declaring war on people. But you don't care. You don't care. As long as you can watch your football game, you don't care. As long as you can have your entertainment, you don't care. You should care. You should start caring real soon. Because if you don't, oh boy, is there going to be some hell to pay. And that's not just me trying to be, you know, cynical. But we can't keep living tyrannical government that is forming right now. And it is tyrannical. How did the government get the power to decide what the next vehicle was going to be? Have you ever sat down and thought about that? How did they get to dictate what the next product was going to be? What the hell happened to free markets? Seriously, what happened to free markets? Because free markets, the free market decides what the next product is, not the regime. You get it? Biden stood there and said, if you don't agree with me, if you're a MAGA Republican, you're the enemy. Shut up, you middle idiot. You can't even figure out where to stand, and you're going to sit here and tell me because I don't agree with your dumb ass, I'm somehow unpatriotic and a problem. No, China's not the problem. Russia's not the problem. It's you. The fact that they shut the world down and destroyed so many businesses is not the problem. The problem is you, a person who actually believes something different than the regime. You should have known this was coming. You should have known this was coming. Biden has set the regime in charge of your life. Biden told you to get an unimproved, experimental Uncle Sam's little prick. I'm not going to say the other word because for me, it's Uncle Sam's little prick. Biden said, you take my prick or you don't go to work. You take my prick or you don't travel. You take my prick or you don't live. You know, just like his buddy Epstein. How long are you going to allow this to continue? How long are you going to allow him to continue to rule with his pen? How long are you going to go along with this bullshit? I want to know. Because unfortunately, you're dragging me down this road with you. See, I have to live here too. I can't just move to another country. I must be stuck here too. So how am I supposed to survive? What am I supposed to do? Seriously, folks, you better start thinking about this. You don't have much choice. The time is coming. You're going to have to make some choices. They're going to force their electric cars to and you. California, no more fuel cars by 2035. Who the hell? That's California. I'm sitting in California. It's not the state. It used to be a clean, pristine, beautiful state, just like Oregon. Now it's full of shit and dumbasses. It's like every idiot decided to move here. Don't you ever make fun of West Virginia again. If you're from California, you ain't got fun. You ain't got room to make fun of a single person on the face of the earth because you, my friends, are dumb. Because you let them say, we're not going to make any more cars after 2025 or some garbage number. And then the very next day, don't plug your car in, the grid can't take it. And that's with barely 1% of the cars being electric, can't take it. Barely 1% of the cars. What's going to happen when they force us into their new choice? Again, who picked battery to replace gas? Who did? I do not get this, people. It's truly sad. Truly sad what's going on. sorry. I needed a sip of drink. But I don't get it. I do not get it. It's like we've just given up on democracy. Because you're so separated as a country that you can't get along for a second. You can't. Nobody can just. I don't know, folks. When the president of the United States calls everybody who disagrees with him a terrorist, we have a problem. Not with the country, but with this dipshit that's in the White House. Because we have a problem. We have a major problem right now. And, you know, there is very little debate about the side effects of this garbage. Uncle Sam's little prick is a special one in that it's been killing people. There's study after study. Remember how when all this shit started, you couldn't speak out against the regime, and everything that we tried to say was censored. Everything that we said was down, and we were told that we are the problem, that our information is correct. Every single thing that they decided to shut down turned out to be the truth. They even came out and admitted it after the fact, after they called us names, after they called us conspiracy theorists, after they banned us from Facebook, after they banned us from Twitter, after they banned us from any public square. Everything we said was correct. This is why the First Amendment is so important. This is why the government joining with social media to ban messages is a bad idea and never, ever will be a good idea. Because now you have one opinion alone, the opinion of the regime. And I call it a regime because that's exactly what it is, a regime. You cannot speak against the regime. You cannot talk against the regime. The regime is your buddy. People, I don't get it. I really don't get it. But something has to be done. You can't continue to let them rule by their pen. You can't continue to let them rule by executive order. That is never how this country was designed to be. This country was never supposed to be one person's opinion. That's why we had representatives from every state. That's why we have representatives that are supposed to vote for our opinion, supposed to make laws. But it has been totally hijacked by the socialist Democrats who proudly display their socialism. And displaying the fact that you believe in socialism proves your ignorance. There is nothing more ignorant than believing in socialism. Because socialism never has, never will work. The rulers in socialism always live great. The elites in socialism always live great. Everybody below has no chance of moving up. Everybody below has no chance of getting better. It's designed that way. We are getting to be a socialist country. Slowly, but surely, we are. So, I don't know what else to tell you, folks. If you don't wake up, if you don't stop it, we're going to lose the freedom that was bestowed upon us by God, not by the government. All your rights are natural rights. And government, if you really look over the course of time, if you really look over the course of events, over the history of the planet, all of the evil, the major evil where millions died, was done by government. all the wars that were started were done by government. Are you following me yet? Government is the problem. The people are not. Joe will tell you a group of people that disagree with him are the problem. No, Joe is the problem. The fact that if you don't agree with him, you're evil is one of the worst stances to take. Because you're saying there are not allowed to be differences. You're saying that we must all be the same. We were called a great melting pot at one time. Remember that? Now, why were we called that? Because everybody came here to assemble in a land where you're supposed to be able to live the way you want to live. That was the American dream. Do you get it? But now we got old Captain Poopy Pants up there standing with the red screens and Marines in some kind of position, I have no idea, declaring that half of America is terrorists. You don't agree with the regime, you're a terrorist. Does that make you feel good? Does that make you feel good? To know because you don't agree with somebody who don't know where to stand and mumbles incoherent sentences, says that you're against him, then you're evil. And that's what he's done. That's exactly what he's done. Folks, you better start paying attention. You had better start paying attention. That's all I got to say to you. Because if you don't start paying attention soon, it's going to all be gone. It's going to all be gone. There'll be nothing left. Ooh, boy. Again, I'm sorry about the beginning of this show. I found out what it's like to have somebody else's intro music start. I got to take care of that. That was my mistake for not checking the way I set up the show last night. Of course, I was setting up the show after I'd finished driving and rushing and kind of a little bit tired and still adjusting to doing a radio show while I travel the country. That's another thing, because I have to travel the country and find time and set down and connect my hotspot and all that stuff like that. Oh, by the way, shout out to AT&T for being a fantastic cellular company. I have coverage pretty much nationwide in all the little places that I stop along the way. So shout out to them. With that in mind, I'm going to get the first set of commercials out of the way, and then we can get to the news. So as always, Proof got me here. I always run his ads first.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com. Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
To the Corinthians, hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flattery, saying that we are free from the law, There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am. I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day, helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get up on you.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the Mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com. MARTIE.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
And we're back. And then we're going to get to it. Get this showboat running. I'm going to operate mostly off of Drudge today. Like I said, Drudge was the one that broke the story on Clinton. Drudge used to be the alternate media and is now turned into a liberal bastion of misinformation. So we're going to use it because it's what the libs are talking about. And we're going to go right to the top of the thing. Trump calls Biden enemy of the state. First rally since Wade. Let's see what that's about. At his first rally since the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump took aim at President Biden and the Democrats' recent warnings against MAGA Republicans. And he says, truly, the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by a United States president. You tell me what part of that's a lie. All you no-Trumps, you anti-MAGAs, you people who believe in the regime, who would eliminate your political opponents rather than debate them, you tell me what's wrong with that statement. Because I've never seen a president do that. I'm 60 years old. My first president I ever voted for was Ronald Reagan. I was part of that 80 landslide to get rid of Jimmy Dipshit Carter, a man who is Biden's number one fan because he is now no longer the worst president in the United States history because Biden has taken that role. And it's really funny. All you got to do is reopen the economy and the jobs will come back. And so, of course, he's getting credit for that. The jobs he destroyed by shutting down the economy, he gets credit for creating, air quotes, after he allows you to go back to business as usual without forcing you to take his little prick. And now, this is funny. Liz Dipshit Cheney is back out flapping her shit stompers. And she's like, if there's any violence, the Republicans are responsible for it. Of course, the Democrats weren't responsible for an entire summer where city after city was burned, where stores were destroyed. Of course, the Democrats aren't responsible for them going in and wiping out Walgreens and all these stores and just taking shit. They're not responsible for that. But Republicans are going to be responsible. They weren't responsible even though they were backing all these Black Lives Matter groups out there burning stuff. Oh, they're peacefully protesting. How did this country get this upside down? How did it get this upside down? That they can sit there and say, when you see them out in public, you get in their faces. You tell them they're not welcome here. That's not called a violence. I think the Democrats should change their political symbol to a gaslight. Because that's what they do. Listen to what the Democrats are accusing everybody of doing, because that is what they themselves are in fact doing. Who's the racist? Who's the racist? The people that believe that black people can get an ID, black people can get to a voting place, or the party that believes that without your help, you couldn't get an ID. Without their help, you couldn't get to the voting plaza. Which one is the racist one? Which one assumes equality, and which one assumes inequality? Not only inequality, but a superiority, because they don't know how to get a driver's license. That's how poor and destitute and stupid they are. That's what the Democrats believe. Because they can't get an ID. Yeah, they can. Everybody can. They can, too. They ain't no different. It's when you think they're different, when you think they're inferior, that you believe that they cannot get these things. You get me? The Democrats believe that without the Democrats, the blacks would be destitute. That all their success comes from programs developed by the government for the poor, indigent black people. You get it? Whereas the Republicans see them as equal. I see them as equal. I can get an ID. Why can't a black person get an ID? Was there discrimination? Is there discrimination at the ID place? That's what I want to know. How come you believe they can't? I believe they can. An ID is a simple thing to get. And if you think it's more difficult for a black person than a white person, then you believe yourself to be superior.
I have the knowledge to go get an ID. I have the means to go get an ID. Of course, the poor, indigent black person doesn't.
See? That's how the Democrats believe. They actually believe that they can't go get an ID because they're so poor and stupid. This is amazing. And also, I saw some lib the other day post, let's talk about Hillary's emails. Let's talk about Hillary's emails. She did shit that makes Trump look like an amateur, and she was never president. Don't you get it? One of the things they don't want to talk about is presidential privilege to this information, where they can take it and they can start their libraries and whatever else they're starting. This was a show raid done by a show president who's trying to politically destroy people who do not agree with him, because the regime's message is the only message. The regime tells you what's good. The regime tells you what's bad. The regime tells you how to be safe. The regime tells you how to live your life to be safe, even though the regime itself does not follow the rules it sets for the plebs. Dangerous times, folks. Dangerous times. I don't get it, folks. I just don't get it. Let's see what else they got here. UK pound, lowest level since 1985. You've been watching what's going over in Britain, overseas? Because they've all bought into this con bullshit that fucking Biden's trying to sell. They've all bought into it. There's a reason we should not copy Europe. Everybody's, it's so crazy. It's not people trying to sell you their garbage, because it sure as hell is not what they're selling you. This is the greatest bait and switch in America, where they try to tell you that what they're selling you is good, yet history tells you time and time again that it is not good. History shows you time and time again that socialism has led to nothing but the rich political elite not suffering and the poor suffering in a way where they don't have an escape. That's a fact. And over there, the people are just, their bills are so high they can't afford it. That's what's going to happen with this green bullshit energy. Look, folks, look. I'm not saying that we shouldn't try to be cleaner. Gotcha. I'm with you on that. Should we try to live as clean as possible? Gotcha. I'm with you on that. Should we destroy everything to do some bullshit for one minuscule change? I'm not with that. You all seem so concerned for the poor. Do you know who's going to suffer your horseshit green agenda the worst? The poor people. How the hell are you going to travel when you can't afford a $75,000 car that's going to need a $26,000 battery every 4 years? You're going to need $6,000 a year just to pay to replace the battery. That doesn't include your initial $100,000 investment. Oh, and it's going to be $100,000. Because of the simple fact, the prices ain't going to go down. The demand's going to go up. Because they're forcing everybody into a market that doesn't exist. They're forcing you into fairy tale land. They're forcing you to give up a reliable means of transportation that ain't got a damn thing wrong with it to get in their bullshit battery-operated garbage. There's a reason that that's just golf carts. Now, am I against electric energy? No. I'm for a market deciding what the next choice is, rather than a bunch of dipshits that ain't balanced a budget in forever telling us how to live when they can't even live within the means that they're given, and they're given record income, and they're still spending beyond that. Why in the hell do you follow these idiots? Well, we're our government. We're supposed to follow. No, we are not supposed to follow our government. Our government is supposed to follow us. They are supposed to represent us and not rule us. Do you get it? Telling you. Wake up. Quit following idiots. We were not designed to follow the government. The government was supposed to follow us. We, the people. Not we, the government of the United States, seeing how it's fit for us to give you a few things. I'm telling you, folks, Britain is going to shit. Germany is going to shit. All of the countries that have followed this green bullshit are going to shit. California, which is banning electric gasoline cars, the very next day, don't plug them in. Well, then what the hell are we supposed to get to work with? I used to work for the power company. The grid was taxed back then. Now you add all the computers, all the chargers, all the big screen TVs, all the digital home studios, and all this other shit. It's already at the breaking point. As a matter of fact, while we're talking about that, California temps soar to new records, adding strain to the power grid. So we're going to have a record temperature that's going to strain an already strained power grid that has less than 1% of the cars that are in the area electric attached to this thing. And then they're telling you not to charge your car. Shit, stay home. You ain't got nothing to do. The only important people are the important people in charge. Folks, this is ridiculous. Every day I'm watching this shit show, and I'm trying to figure out how long you idiots will stay in line with this garbage, because that's what it is. Make no doubt about it, that's what it is, idiots. If you want to follow idiots, you can follow idiots. But me, I prefer to follow myself. I'm an individual. I'm part of we the people. I know. That's crazy talk now. You're an insurrectionist if you believe what founded this country. State officials on Sunday were urging residents to limit their power usage for the fifth day in a row. So just do without your car for 5 days because the battery range ain't going to get you there. But this is a good idea. You guys are buying into this bullshit, this green bullshit. Now, look, again, I am not for living, you know, I hike. I love hiking. I love the environment. But I am not for ruining people's lives for some made-up bullshit that ain't even ready to sell. Electric cars may be the future, but they sure as hell aren't right now. Renewables may be the future, but they sure as hell aren't right now. Somebody has to speak some common sense in here somewhere. Somebody has to just say, we can't go along with stuff that's going to ruin us. Over in UK, they're getting squashed by the stupid mistakes of the government. In the United States, we're getting squashed by the stupid mistakes of our government. In the Netherlands, we're getting squashed by the stupid mistakes of the government. Governments are the problem, folks. Why don't you look at that? You look at every major problem in the world, and a government is behind it. limit your power usage for the fifth day in a row. I love this. People are warning residents to stay in. Look, I'm 60 years old. I've been out in this heat now for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Sorry about the cough, man. There's just so much smoke in the air. And it's kind of hard to not cough. I don't know how they'd tell if anybody had the Rona out here because this air is just horrendous. But they're telling people to stay inside. Look, I've been out in it all the time. I've been out at 90. I've been out at 100. It's not fun. But if you find some kind of shade, I'm sitting in a van with no air conditioning. I've got two vents running. I'm running on my solar. That tells you how much I agree with solar. I'm using it. I'm using it to live on. It runs my refrigerator. It runs my ventilation. It runs my van. It's running my computer right now. Solar is a good thing. Matter of fact, let's swing over real quick while we're sitting here. Let's pull up the solar data and see what we're doing right now. Oh, yeah, we're banging out 50 watts in the morning sun with smoke all over the place. And there is a big place for solar. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not that I'm anti anything, but the middle of the road is the place to go, folks. There are some good uses for solar. There are some. Why don't we do every lawnmower? Why don't we make it illegal to make lawnmowers, not cars? Lawnmowers have no catalytic converters. They have no digital ignitions. They have no computers to control them so they run perfectly. And so the biggest polluters right now are small motors. So why don't we start there? Why do we got to start with something you need? You know why they want to start with something you need? So you will count on them. Because if you can't afford a car, you'll finally have to step on their buses with all the other mental rejects who are on there. You've seen the videos, folks. That's why people don't want to ride public transport. I don't want to get in a car full of crazy. And see, then they can dictate when you leave and when you come back. They can dictate where you go and how far you go. That's what they want. The car is freedom. It's the freedom to go where you want to go, when you want to go, how you want to go. That's what the car is. It's freedom. And that's why you can't have it. That's exactly why you can't have it. We must destroy all freedom. That's what we must do. And that's what they're in the process of doing. And here's the next story. Oh, wait a minute. Where are we at on time? We better get a break in or I'll run right past it. So here we go, folks. Couple breaks. Get them in and be right back.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias. But they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say so. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out Real barefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBarefaceIsLegal.org.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
So we're back. We're back. Man, this show's flying by. Of course it does every week. I'm amazed at how fast an hour and a half goes by. So let's get back to this. The summer drought's hefty toll on American crops. The summer's drought's taking a bad year for tomatoes and many other American crops. Of course, you're allowed to report on drought-caused problems. You're not allowed to report on American-caused problems. You're not allowed to comment the Chinese are buying our food processing. You're not allowed to say that all this food processing plants are burning and the fertilizer and all these other coincidences that are just happening. You're not allowed to comment on that because that makes you a MAGA. It makes you dangerous because America's running fine. Just go about your day, watch your football, shut up. Don't think. Cotton farmers have walked away from nearly 70% of their crop because the harvest is so paltry. Well, good on that one. We should be using hemp for clothing and not cotton. 1 acre of unfertilized, uncultivated hemp will outproduce 5 acres of heavily fertilized, heavily cultivated cotton. And the product is better, lasts longer. Doesn't shrink. Look, I'm a big guy, but I'm not a big guy. I have to buy double XL because every time you put the shit in the washer, it shrinks half a size. Cotton is one of the piss poor things that were forced upon us because they had to make marijuana illegal because it doesn't require all the garbage that cotton requires that everybody else needs. And guess who's in the fertilizer industry? Big oil. You always say, I want to reduce the greenhouse emissions. Well, you want to know how to do that? You can reduce fertilizing cotton and replace it with hemp. It's there. It's been used before. Matter of fact, they're finally starting to make blue jeans out of it again. And you know what? Those will be the best wearing blue jeans you've ever seen. Because hemp is a much better product than cotton. But guess who picked cotton? The government. The government subsidizes cotton. And I've heard these people go, well, if you're upset with the government
if you're not upset with the government subsidizing big business, then it's okay to forgive the college loans. I am upset. The government never should subsidize anybody. If your business cannot make it on its merits, your business should not make it. God, how simple this is. The government was never supposed to subsidize shit. This is part of the creeping gunge that is government. They will give, so you're dependent, but they're wasting, they're printing, they're destroying. And in the end, when it all goes to shit, and it will, they will suffer zero. They will still have their pay. They will still have their insurance. They will still have their free shit. Because they're the government, they never suffer what the people suffer. That's the thing about governments. Governments never suffer. The people suffer. So they're all telling you out in the open there's going to be food shortages. Folks, I've said this many years ago, before all this went down. If you think people fight now over a cheap big screen TV, you wait till that's the last can of beans on the shelf, and you're going to see what animals we have become. We like to think of ourselves as a more enlightened and a better society now, when we are far from that. We are far from that. We are not elite. We are not anything anymore. We have swung to the other side where totalitarianism is creeping in the name of green agenda. Famous Rush Limbaugh said that the green movement is nothing but communism, and I'm beginning to think he's 100% correct. I thought he was a little correct in the beginning, but now it's quite obvious that he's more than just a little bit correct. Let's see what we're doing here. I'm trying to look through the next stories. Saudi bets $1 trillion to become next tourist hotspot. So you going to travel to Saudi Arabia? See, a lot of people like to travel the world. I get it. But I also understand that when you travel the world, you are at the mercy of the world's rules. And that's when you find out that we truly do have it good here in America. Just ask Brittany Griner. We may be imperfect, but of the imperfects, we're the least imperfect. B-52 bombers fly over Middle East amid tensions with Iran. Now, you see the headline, and you realize that we are with a Democrat president. Because a Democrat president can order that kind of shit, and nobody says, oh, he's trying to start a war. He's trying to start a war. Republican does that. The differences are obvious. The differences are obvious if you want to get down to it. Oh, and this little story I skipped over, I'm going to come back up to get because this is for you gun control advocates. Now, we are all told assault weapons are the problems. Extended magazines are the problem. Although if you took an assault weapon and put an extended banana clip, matter of fact, you could put a barrel clip on it with a couple hundred rounds, and you set it on the table, guess what will happen with it? Anybody? Bueller. You know what will happen with it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because it is not the object that is the problem. It is the person with the object that's the problem. Eliminating the guns will not eliminate the problem. You've heard that over and over, man. It's like, oh, yeah, bye. Okay, Here, this is from Canada, from Regina, Saskatchewan. Stabbings in Canada kill 10, wound 15. Suspect, two people. 10 dead, 15 wounded. Pretty much right down the level of gun violence, right? But done with a knife. A knife with an extended clip. It's got an extended clip because it's reused. It does never run out of stabbings. There is no stabbing limit on a knife. And there are knives that create worse wounds than bullets. Oh, yes. There's this one three-sided dagger that if you're stabbed with it in the abdomen, it's pretty much a death sentence because it creates so many cuts that a team of surgeons could not seal you up. That's a fact. So a knife in itself is a deadly weapon if it is wielded by a killer. Just like a gun is a deadly weapon if it is wielded by a killer or a government. So for those of you who say, we just need to eliminate the guns or eliminate the violence, shut up and sit down. Because a criminal will always find, Timothy McVeigh used fertilizer and diesel fuel. Should we eliminate fertilizer and diesel fuel? Well, that was a stupid question because y'all are actually for eliminating diesel fuel. So do you get what I'm saying? You're not going to eliminate the evil that walks the earth. It's always been here. It always will be here. Taking the right to defend yourself away from an innocent person is not the way to stop crime. Study after study after study shows when gun ownership goes up, crime goes down. The reason being, criminals are cowardly pieces of shit. They are creatures of opportunity. And much like in the wild, they looked for the person who can least defend themselves to attack because they are cowardly pieces of shit. They're not upstanding citizens. They're not even human.
You need to understand it.
I don't need to understand shit. If you steal from somebody, you are a piece of shit. No equivocation. I don't give a shit what your reason is. If you take what is not yours, which is somebody else's, if you take somebody else's, you, for whatever reason, are a piece of shit. We need to quit this equivocating and trying to understand why a criminal is a criminal. I don't give a shit. You're a criminal. Go to jail. Shut up. You don't need to be in society. But no, matter of fact, I think Illinois, Chicago, just passed another bill that basically says that you can kill somebody and you'll be out the next day without bail. Because it's wrong to take somebody who has killed somebody and make them sit in jail because they don't have money. This is amazing. And also, this is your reminder, keep looking. They had a bicyclist die. There's all kinds of healthy people just dropping dead after they took this Uncle Sam's little prick. But who cares, right? Let's run on down. Look at this. This is interesting. Wow. Is this drug overdoses? Is this something else? Fort Bragg says 109 soldiers at Fort Bragg have died due to drug overdoses. Well, first of all, let's come at this from the drug side. You know, we're going to eliminate drugs in society. No, you can't. Since the beginning of time, again, history, there have been people who want to alter their view of the world with drugs. Fact. There have always been drugs in societies. Fact. No matter how bad the laws were against those things, people still did them. Fact. All of that's fact. No matter how draconian the measures you take, it will never solve the drug problem. The drug problem is a symptom of a societal problem. And a military base is secure. They don't have any freedom. They don't have any thing, you know, a drill instructor can go in their locker at any time. Yet drugs still find their way. There will always be people who need and use drugs. That is a simple fact. Oh, I love this. Red wave crashing. Republican momentum slips as the fall sprint begins. It's because of you idiot single. See, all these, they got all these women out there now. They're all upset. They always need a reason to be upset, and here's one.
How are you going to take away our right to kill a baby?
Like I said, I'm for your right to kill your baby, but be honest about what you're doing. Don't say abort a fetus because you're killing a baby. You're not aborting a fetus. You're killing a baby. That's a fact. That's on you. I don't care. You want to kill your baby? That's on you. You will be the one that will face that, not me. Not me. It's amazing. I made it through high school back when dudes were horny little dudes and it wasn't wrong for men and women to go out and do things. Yet I never got anybody pregnant. I didn't know anybody in school got anybody pregnant because we were cautious, because we knew if we got somebody pregnant, it came with a bunch of responsibilities and not a TV show on MTV. We were a much more moral society at one place. And they are going simply on one item. This shows you how stupid you are. If the right to kill your baby is your number one thing to fight for, you need to look in a mirror. If you're willing to do everything wrong so you can kill your baby, then that is on you. Like I said, I don't want to take away your right. The right to do stuff isn't always a good thing, but I'm not for taking away that right. You get what I'm saying? I'm not for that. You better think. You better think, because the day's coming when you're going to have to think. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well. God, how does this time fly by so fast? We're in the last 25 minutes of the show. It seems like it just started. Go get this last commercial outbreak out of the way so we can go to the end of the show. Commercial free. Be right back.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard
to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
I love that one. I think that's my favorite commercial. Because it says so much. To not fear, to be strong, to stand up, to stand your ground. Land of the free, home of the brave. Or home of the free, land of the brave. I can't remember which way it goes. But there used to be free and brave in there somewhere, which we definitely are not now. Here we are, the last 20 minutes of the show, folks. They're going to go by fast, so let's get to it. We go on down here, and it says, rally highlighting January 6th case of alleged Nazi sympathizer sparks criticism. Folks, January 6th show shit is irritating as hell. When we sit and watch the cities burn and this little show trial, and there's videos of the police letting them in. There's videos of the police standing down. The course had to kill one to prove that it was an insurrection. But when you're led by a guy in a bison hat, a la Fred Flintstone, it says everything you need to know. I'm going to push past that garbage. Oh, another executive's dead. Why are all these executives dying? Why are they all jumping air quotes out of windows? I mean, y'all want to talk about the elite when it comes to money. Y'all want to, well, they got all this money. You want to talk about that, but you don't talk about the other things that elites have. Elites have access to the high elites. They all hang together. They all go golfing together. See, golf is the game of the rich. And they all go out there and talk about things that you're not privy to. And they all get on airplanes and fly to islands that you're not allowed to fly to. And do things that are evil and corrupt that you're not allowed to do, but they are because they're part of the elite. He jumped to his death or was pushed. He was Hillary'd. And in the middle of all this great economic news, stock funds are down 17.3%. Bed Bath & Beyond, the company who jumped out the window, is laying off 20% of the staff. What happened to we can't find people to fill the jobs? We've gone from we can't find people to fill the jobs to we're just laying people off. And quiet quitting. I love how they call that. It's quiet quitting. It's not, people are waking up to the corporate bullshit. Again, I do not want the government to regulate how these businesses do some things. We are way overregulated. Because, see, in the end, the people will be the ones that bring change, not legislation. This quiet quitting is just people saying, I've had enough of your stupid bullshit where you think you're in charge. You are in charge of the business, but you are not in charge of me. While I'm at your office, you can tell me what you expect is my behavior, and I can decide to accept it and show up or not and go somewhere else. I believe that's the right of the company. But when nobody will come fill your bullshit jobs, don't come whining that you can't find anybody. Oh, we're paying him $20 to do stuff now. Well, where were you 2 years ago? Why was it okay 2 years ago to pay him $2.23 an hour? And now suddenly you're all upset because they won't come for 20 after you shit on them for how many years? After you didn't give a shit that they were poor before, now suddenly you're forced to pay them a living wage. And now you can't find anybody to take your bullshit because they've had enough of your bullshit. Here, pee in this cup. I don't believe you're worthy to work here. Here, go get your criminal records checked. I don't believe you're worthy to work here. You've got to grovel to them to get a job, and then they will tell you one day, oh, we don't need you. We're just closing. Bad luck. Done stuck. See you around. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. And if you died, they'd replace you tomorrow. What they're upset with is people have woken to this. The people who run their companies properly and have run their companies properly before all this started have no problem losing or keeping employees or finding employees. It's the people who treated people like shit and expected you to just accept it, expected you to just show up, expected you to deal with. Hell, folks, 3 years ago they used to force you to come to work sick.
And now, quiet quitting is quietly become. Look, people are tired of your shit. You want to stop the quiet quitting? Quit being douchebags to your employees. Treat them as a valuable asset because that's what they are. Because without them, and you're discovering that now, you don't have a company. So because you treated them like garbage for years and now they're finally responding, they are the problem and not you who have created this thunderstorm. And these people are merely responding to your poor treatment. But you don't want to hear that. No, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that you created your own problem. Oh, I treat you good. I'll pay you every week. No, it's more than just paying you every week. First of all, why didn't you jack the salaries before all this shit went down? Because the people at the top want their money. You're $2 million for the head of a corporation while you pay somebody $10 an hour somewhere down the chain because you don't have the money to pay. Quiet quitting. It's not quiet quitting. It's waking up to the bullshit. Let's see what this says here. Spate of violence across U.S. Mars Labor Day weekend. Let's see what they're saying. At least 9 mass shootings have taken them, according to Gun Violence Archive. You notice no talk of the stabbings, though. Just the gun violence. And the mass shootings, they list Norfolk, Virginia. See, y'all don't live next to Norfolk. I do. You couldn't get me to go into Norfolk on a bet at night. They act like this is a mass shooting, like it's just some idiot running around in the school shooting people while the police stood in the hallway. No, this is part of the problem that is Norfolk. Is what it is. It's crime ridden because criminals stay there. Mass shootings. Notice nobody wanted to probably quote Chicago's numbers because I'm sure they are. Oh, here we go. I'm going back to something I mentioned earlier because I've come down here and this is rather interesting. Brawls break out. Brawls break out and shelves strip bare as Chinese city head for strictest lockdown. The commies have grabbed on this lockdown shit. And they ain't going to let it go. For a 99% survivable virus, they will oppress their people and lock them into their houses. And there's many of you in this country that agree with that because you're chicken shits. You're scared of a 99% survivable virus to the point where you'll take your fellow man's rights away to make sure you're safe, air quotes. You will strip rights for your safety. What the exact moment Ben Franklin warned us about? He warned us about this. Those that give up their rights for safety deserve neither and will end up with neither. And now you've got people fighting over food in China, the great China. The economic juggernaut that's going to destroy the world, and people are fighting like human debris over food. Guarantee you, not a single person in the government fights for canned food. I guarantee you, not a single person in the government will be hungry. I guarantee you, not a single person in the government will go without. Yet you plebs that they rule will fight like animals over a scrap of food.
This is what happens when big government has unlimited power, and this is coming to America. Oh, remember I was talking about Black Lives Matters, all that stuff that went on in the summer? Black Lives Matter exec accused of stealing $10 million. And that wasn't a white person that did that. This is where you got to get past this black and white shit, Black Lives Matter. And they're like, we have such a different experience. I know. But until we all start being equal, because equal applies to every part. It's like Candace Owens said, if you want to be the victim, you can be the victim. I can find victim is an easy excuse. Victim is a way out. I don't have to, I failed because I'm a victim. Not because I didn't try. I failed because I'm a victim. Folks, we're going to have to figure some shit out. We're going to have to figure some shit out. Are you going to be free or are you not going to be free? Oh, look at this. Here's another nice one. The 17 states that could ban gas cars next. Why the hell are we banning gasoline cars, folks? In case you noticed, there's not a viable electric car on the market anywhere. You haven't seen the videos. Look at the videos. Every Tesla charging station in California has lines. Oh, we'll build more. What if you live in an apartment complex? Are they going to build a parking charger at every space? And if so, do you think that the people who have already tripled rents and doubled rents and raised all the rents are going to give you that for free, or are they going to charge you for it? It's going to make your gasoline car look cheap. And when you're poor and you can't even hardly afford a gasoline car, I'm sure you're going to be able to afford an electric car. And so the 17 states that follow California emission standards might ban gas cars. So likely we'll ban gas cars is Washington, Oregon, Vermont, and New York. Place maybe Minnesota, New Mexico, Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, and Maine. The places that will not ban cars, gasoline cars, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Colorado, and the others, they have no opinion on. I want you to think, this is your research, I want you to go out and tell me why we are allowing the government to determine what our next transportation will be, rather than the market. Seriously. Why? This whole shit is predicated on climate change. Man-made climate change. That was in the 70s going to freeze us. And now it's going to burn us up and take all of our water. They have no idea. Tell me somebody who can predict tomorrow's weather with any great accuracy. I've been watching the weather here in Shasta before I got here. Every single day, the high temperature changed. Now, these geniuses can predict 100 years into the future with into a tenth of a degree, yet they can't get a seven-day forecast accurate day after day after day. You get me? Why are you following people saying that, see, this is the scare. It's like Marona. 99% survivable virus. I said it from the beginning. yet they shut the world. They destroyed people's lives over a scared bullshit that they've now come out and said, oh, it wasn't as bad as I thought. The vaxxed are no different than the unvaxxed. No need to quarantine. Everything's okay because we got Trump out of office. We did what we wanted to do. We crashed the economy. We destroyed the world. And then we installed some idiotic boob using 2,000 mules to stuff ballot boxes, and it changed in the middle of the night. And if you believe that election happened, you're dumb as shit. Folks, freedom's fleeting away from you. We are running down the path of history where a small government becomes a bloated government that does not respond to anybody, that doesn't line their pockets, and that's what we have right now. We got the best government that could be bought and paid for. And it is not representing you at all anymore. And you had better wake up to that reality, because one day you're going to roll out of bed on your 62nd injection, and you decide to not take your 63rd, and they've shut down your electric car, they've shut down your electric house, they've shut down your money, and now you either obey your masters or you starve. That's not a future I want. Digital currency is a horrible idea, and it's brought to you by a government that lost $3 trillion right before 9/11, and 9/11 conveniently destroyed every single document. So they told you they lost the money, then they lost all the stuff to prove it, and then nobody cared, and terrorism. Something better start waking you up. I'm tired of talking to people and trying to point this out when you're so mentally inept that you can't see beyond the fact.
He's giving me free college.
Where is he taking the money from, you simpleton? If you just want your debts gone, at least be honest and go rob the people yourself. Don't have your uncle do it. Because you took some worthless piece of shit degree, you want me to pay for it. Oh, well, the time has come again. We have made it through another hour and a half. It's time for us to move on and get ready for the Jokers and Jesters Tour, which starts this Wednesday in Las Molinas, California. You can find it on the Joker Jesters website. You can also find it on educatedredneck.com under my schedule. So, folks, stay frosty out there. Keep your head up. Make sure you put some food in your pantry. Every time you go shopping, buy 3 extra cans of something. Put it in your shelves. You won't regret it. So once again, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.